Nick Sandman to Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm Here for You. By Paul Bois on November 16, 2021. Covington Catholic student Nicholas Sandman has offered a voice of support for 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, having previously been slandered as a racist white supremacist by the left-wing media. In an op-ed for the Daily Mail, Sandman recalled the horror of being a teenage kid being slapped with some of the worst labels imaginable by the likes of the establishment media, offering a kind of kinship with Kyle Rittenhouse because the attacks on Kyle came from the national news media, just as they came for me. Sandman added that the media came quickly, without hesitation, because Kyle was an easy target that they could paint in the way they wanted to. He called out the corporate media's business method as conducive to this type of attack. This is the problem with liberal media outlets in the United States. They want to get the story first, get the most views, make the most money, and advance the agenda from liberal patrons. These outlets cover themselves when they are wrong with small footnotes at the ends of long articles, clarifying that new information has come out and that they have updated their coverage. Sandman further scolded politicians and media figures like President Joe Biden and LeBron James, telling them all to shut up before rushing to judgment. President Biden, for instance, referred to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. Sandman said, "From my own experience, the death threats, feeling of no future ahead, and that millions of people hate you, is enough to alter you in many concrete ways and permanently. Make no mistake, even the strongest of people cannot resist the mental impact when the media war machine targets you." After exploring the possibility of whether or not Kyle Rittenhouse should sue establishment media outlets, Sandman offered his sympathies. "At this time I would like to use my platform to let Kyle know that I am here for you, and if you ever would like to reach out to me, I am about the only person our age to have an idea of how the media is treating you. The way the media has treated you is terrible, and you don't have to face it alone." Sandman was thrust into the national spotlight in 2019 when mainstream news outlets like The Washington Post and CNN reported that he and several of his fellow students harassed a Native American man, Nathan Phillips, while attending the D.C. March for Life. Phillips told media outlets that the Make America Great Again hat-wearing boys blocked his path and taunted him with racial slurs. The story appeared somewhat credible at first when viral video showed them surrounding Phillips, cheering as he banged a drum into Sandman's smirking face. However, the narrative took a dramatic turn when other videos surfaced showing that it was Phillips who approached the boys. Video also revealed that the boys were the ones being taunted with racial slurs at the time by an extremist group known as the Black Hebrew Israelites. Without fully investigating the matter, news outlets largely ran with Phillips' account of what happened, smearing the boys as racists. Sandman arguably bore the brunt of the smears, with media figures like CNN contributor Reza Aslan lashing out at Sandman. "Honest question. Have you ever seen a more punchable face than this kid's?" Aslan tweeted at the time. Disney's Beauty and the Beast producer Jack Morrissey also said he wanted to throw the children into a wood chipper Fargo style. #MAGA kids go screaming, hats first, into the wood chipper, Morrissey tweeted.